T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, a Monday afternoon. Now, we've been talking a lot about the gun grab that is underway in Virginia, right? Ralph Northam. Oh, by the way, did you see Ralph Northam continues his pandering? He's now appointed, a cabinet-level position in the cabinet to advise on diversity and inclusion and, I don't know, some other stuff. Sounds like a pretty good deal, by the way. Right. 200 large to do that? Nice. It's good work if you can get it. I'll give you the details in a couple of moments. Don't worry about preparing your resume. It's already been filled, but it's another one of those Ralph Northam things. Oh, by the way, let me go out on a limb here. I heard my buddy John Reed this morning, who really does hope that Ralph Northam will finally show up for Ask the Governor. It's been, 280 days plus since he's had the courage to come into the Radio Factory to actually host his own show. And John and his folks have actually reached out to the governor and said, oh, listen, Wednesday is the day. And I heard John this morning say, you know, Jeff Katz told me a while ago he's never coming back. But I didn't know if I should believe him. Yeah, you should believe me. Believe me. Ralph Northam is never coming back, but what do I know? But if he did come back, Wednesday would be the day. I think what we should do is find the highest-ranking Republican and stick him in there, right? Kirk Cox, why not? If the governor won't come on, the heck with them. You're entitled to hear from somebody at a high level of the state government. So Ralph Northam does have the continuing gun grab, and he's joined in that by Mark Herring, the attorney general. And they want to take your guns away. I just want to be very clear on that. And they can position it any way they want, and they can pretend that it's this, then it's that. They're looking to take away guns. So we've had a lot of discussion about that. We've had a lot of discussions with our friends over at Virginia Citizens Defense League. And Brandon Howard is attracting some attention. Brandon is running for the city council down in Hopewell. And I'll be honest with you, ordinarily we wouldn't get into something that local, but Brandon's got a very very interesting pedigree and a set of concerns. Brandon, welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well. Tell us a little bit about why you're running for city council, and what's your concern about the firearms issue here?
Well, I'm running for city council because we need conservatism on our city council. We have a very liberal city council, and that needs to change. And firearms issue. Well, I'm a founding member of Right to Bear Arms Richmond, which is an educational organization that we educate through people on their constitutional rights and the laws here in Virginia through open carry. And we've been doing that for many years.
Okay.
And what I'm doing here in Hopewell, everybody wants to be grabbing guns, so I have a different approach to it. I think more guns make you safer than less guns. So my goal is to put a firearm into every law-abiding citizen's home here in Hopewell who chooses to have one. So I'm giving guns away.
Whoa, wait a minute now. Okay, so you're giving guns away?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, how does this work? And where does the line start?
Well, it's very simple. I'm doing 200 blocks of donators. People who donate to my campaign, $25 or more.
Yeah.
Right now I'm doing a Diamondback AR-15 in the 5.56 millimeter or 223. And the first 200 people who go to my campaign website and donate $25 or more to my campaign are going to be locked in, where we're going to give away AR-15. When I'm done with that one, we're going to give away a 45 caliber 1911. Then once I'm done with that one, I'm going to give away an AR-12 shotgun.
Wow.
And I'm going to continue this until I can't give no more guns away.
All right. So now, Brandon, let's talk about who is eligible then, because clearly you've got to make sure the people who win should have the firearms, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm working with I've got two local gun stores here in Hopewell who endorsed my campaign, Liberty Firearms and USA Gun Works. And between the two of them, they're going to have whoever is a recipient for the long guns. You must be 18 years of age. For the handgun, you got to be 21.
Mm-hmm.
The law.
Okay.
And you will have a background check performed by either Liberty or USA Gun Works, but in which of the shops I'm working with for the different campaigns.
Right.
And if you pass your background check and you are of age and you met that qualification, you will receive the firearm that we're giving away at that time.
Wow. So what's the reaction been?
I've had a really good reaction to it. I've had a lot of positive comments. VCDLs came out and they have the VCDL PAC, the Political Action Committee, has actually backed what I'm doing.
Okay.
And they have they sent it out in one of their Virginia alerts through VCDL.
Right.
And they're very enthusiastic about my campaign. It's getting a lot of great reaction.
Mm.
And it raises money for my campaign.
Wow.
And to help us put the services among city council where it belongs.
Wow. Interesting. So what about there on the streets of Hopewell? Are folks reacting in a way that you thought they would react?
In my ward, the people I've talked to, they love it.
Wow. Interesting. All right, so we've got folks listening now. If they're interested in this, what is this website that they should go to take a look at?
It's very simple. www.brandonwhoward.com.
Okay.
Or they can find me on Facebook at Brandon Howard for City Council, and they connect to my website from my Facebook page.
Wow. Okay. Well, there you go. So Brandon W. Howard, did you say?
Yes, sir.
BrandonWHoward.com. And again, so if you get a donation or somebody makes a donation to the campaign, then you've got essentially a drawing at some point, and you'll pick somebody's name, and they're going to get tell everybody what the rundown was again, because you had a couple of different weapons there.
Well, they're not weapons. First and foremost, they're not weapons.
Oh.
Civilians, we don't own weapons. We own firearms.
Okay.
The government owns weapons.
There you go.
So we need to use proper terminology. But the first one we're doing is a Diamondback AR-15 in the .223 or 5.56 millimeter.
Mm-hmm.
The next one we're doing is a .45 caliber 1911.
Right.
Then we're going to do an AR-12 12-gauge shotgun. After that, I'm looking at doing a $500 ammo voucher of an ammo of somebody's choice.
Okay.
And then we'll pick the next one from there.
Ah. All right. Well, fair enough. Listen, I appreciate you joining us. A rather unique way to raise funds. What about the negative reaction? I have to think that you've had people come after you and go, oh, my gosh, Brandon, what are you doing?
Yes, I've had a few. But again, that's their opinion. The Constitution is very clear.
Yeah.
The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And if people want to go back to the argument, well, this is well-regulated militia. This is what well-regulated militia actually means.
Yeah.
In 1796, when our Constitution was wrote, what was the militia? The militia was every legal person of age,
right,
to defend their town at a moment's call. They called the Minutemen.
Yeah.
And today, every person in the country is still a Minuteman because you can be called to service at any time.
There you go. Well, Brandon, I appreciate you being here. That's Brandon Howard. He's running for the Hopewell City Council. And as I said, we wouldn't ordinarily be looking at talking to city council people, candidates for that. It's just, you know, a very, very niche sort of a thing. But I think he's got a fascinating take on this, that he's essentially doing a drawing or a raffle or whatever the correct terminology is for those people who donate to his campaign, that he's going to give away firearms. And he's working with, he said, two firearm shops down in Hopewell. Now, I know there's going to be terrible pushback, and I know with a governor that hates firearms in the hands of civilians, obviously, you're going to have huge pushback. And you have the gun grabbers who are using any and every means to disarm people. So here's a guy, doesn't get much more local than this, running for his city council seat in Hopewell, says, well, wait a minute. This is my calling card. This is my issue. And I think it's fascinating. I really, really, really do. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.